Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including OpenAI's fine-tuning for ChatGPT-4, Google's new AI crawler for commercial clients, Skyfire's payment network for AI agents, and AI-generated cat content taking over social media. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines.
It's AI that sets your brain.
Welcome to the Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the hottest news in artificial intelligence. I'm your host, and today, we're stoking the flames of innovation with some sizzling stories that are sure to ignite your curiosity. From coding conundrums to feline phenomena, we've got a scorching lineup that'll have you purring with delight. So grab your fireproof gloves, because we're about to handle some hot topics. First up, we're diving into the fiery debate about the future of coding. Is AI about to extinguish the need for human programmers, or is it just fanning the flames of innovation? Let's find out. Amazon Web Services CEO Matt Garman is making waves with his prediction that coding as we know it might be going up in smoke. He believes that in the next 2 years, developers will spend less time typing out lines of code and more time focusing on innovation and understanding customer needs. This shift isn't just a flash in the pan. Other tech titans are echoing Garman's sentiments. NVIDIA's Jensen Huang is practically shouting from the rooftops that AI tools are turning everyone into a programmer. Meanwhile, Microsoft's Satya Nadella is dreaming of a world where AI creates a billion new developers. But before you start thinking coding is about to go extinct like the dodo, let's add some fuel to this discussion. While AI might be taking over routine coding tasks, it's actually freeing up developers to focus on higher value activities. Instead of getting bogged down in syntax, developers could be designing innovative tech solutions or improving user experiences. As someone who's been knee-deep in the AI world, I've got to tell you, this shift isn't just exciting, it's transformative. I've personally experienced how AI has taken me from a coding novice to building things I never thought possible. Imagine having a team of expert coders at your fingertips, ready to turn your ideas into reality faster than you can say, "Hello, world." But here's the kicker. This AI revolution isn't about replacing human developers. It's about augmentation, not annihilation. If you're starting from scratch, AI can boost you to an intermediate level faster than a cat chasing a laser pointer. And if you're already a coding wizard, well, prepare to become the tech equivalent of a superhero with a trusty AI sidekick. However, this AI revolution isn't without its challenges. Developers will need to upskill to work effectively with these new AI tools. Companies like AWS are already helping their employees gain these skills to stay productive and relevant. So, if you're a developer, it's time to fire up those neurons and start learning. What specific skills should developers focus on to avoid getting burned in this AI-centric future? The hot ticket items include mastering AI-integrated workflows, understanding customer needs, and enhancing creativity. Coding will still be valuable, but it's no longer the main attraction. Think of it as the kindling that gets the real fire of innovation going. My advice, stay on top of the newest AI coding tech stacks like Cursor. Embrace the change, because in this brave new world, anyone who wants to will be able to build almost anything. It's not about competing with AI, it's about leveraging it to unleash your creativity in ways you never thought possible. Now let's switch gears and talk about a partnership that's setting the AI world ablaze. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, has just inked a deal hotter than a supernova with Condé Nast. This collaboration is unexpected, but potentially explosive. Condé Nast, the powerhouse behind iconic brands like The New Yorker and Vogue, is letting OpenAI use their high-quality content to fuel their AI products. This partnership could help AI tools provide more accurate and trustworthy information while also giving media companies a new revenue stream in the digital age. Picture this unlikely duo as a quirky buddy cop movie. OpenAI is the brilliant but eccentric AI detective, great at crunching data but lacking a bit of flair. Condé Nast is the seasoned, stylish journalist who knows how to tell a story but needs help sifting through mountains of information. Together, they're solving media's toughest cases, blending cutting-edge tech with creative storytelling in a way neither could alone. But hold on to your designer hats, because this deal isn't just about making AI smarter, it's also about protecting valuable journalism in the age of artificial intelligence. Condé Nast's CEO, Roger Lynch, is working to preserve quality content in the face of technological change. Meanwhile, OpenAI's COO, Brad Lightcap, is emphasizing the importance of working with trusted publishers to ensure the accuracy and integrity of AI-generated news. However, not everyone's feeling the love in this AI media romance. The New York Times and authors like Jonathan Franzen are suing OpenAI for allegedly using their content without permission. These lawsuits are bringing attention to the crucial need for clear agreements and fair compensation in the AI world. It's the intellectual property equivalent of, hey, that's my sandwich. So, what does this mean for the future of news and information? With AI drawing from high-quality sources like Condé Nast, we could see more accurate and reliable AI-generated content. It's a potential game-changer for how we consume information, blending the best of human journalism with the power of AI. But don't worry, fashionistas and news junkies alike, this doesn't mean robots are taking over the newsroom just yet. The key is finding the right balance between AI efficiency and human creativity, ensuring that our news stays as fresh as the latest Vogue cover. Speaking of AI running things, Google's been busy too. They've unleashed a new AI crawler called Google Cloud Vertex Bot. It might not have a catchy name like Terminator, but it's potentially just as game-changing for the internet. This bot is designed to help Google's commercial clients using their Vertex AI product. Think of it as a super smart, AI-powered intern that reads websites and takes really good notes. But here's the kicker. The documentation about what this bot can actually do is about as clear as a mud puddle. Some say it only crawls verified domains, others think it might index public websites broadly. It's the SEO equivalent of to crawl or not to crawl, that is the question. The takeaway? Keep an eye on your website traffic and maybe update your robots.txt file just in case this AI crawler decides to get extra curious about your site. Now, let's talk about something that's sure to make your wallet perk up its ears. Skyfire Systems has launched a payment network designed specifically for AI agents. Normally, AI agents can plan tasks but stop short when it's time to make payments, like a kid with a shopping cart but no money. Skyfire solves this by giving AI agents their own digital wallets. Companies can deposit funds into these wallets and set strict spending limits. It's like giving your AI a prepaid card instead of your credit card. Smart move if you've ever seen how much damage an unsupervised shopping spree can do. But don't worry, they're not just handing out digital cash willy-nilly. Skyfire uses blockchain technology to secure transactions, making each payment more traceable than a cat with muddy paws on a white carpet. They're using USDC, a stablecoin pegged to the dollar, ensuring the value is as stable as a cat's desire for a cardboard box. Some companies are already putting this tech to use. Denso is using it to automate material sourcing, while Payman is paying contractors with AI assistance. It's like having a super efficient, never sleeps accountant who also happens to be a robot. Now, let's turn up the heat and talk about something that's really setting the internet on fire. AI-generated cat videos. Yes, you heard that right. Our feline friends are getting a high-tech makeover, and the results are more addictive than catnip. Imagine scrolling through TikTok or YouTube and stumbling upon a video of a sad cat named Chubby dealing with heartbreak or getting arrested. Sounds bizarre, right? Well, these AI-generated cat videos are taking social media by storm, racking up millions of views faster than you can say meow. But why are these digital kitties causing such a commotion? It's all about the emotions, folks. These AI tools are creating scenarios that tug at our heartstrings, making us laugh, cry, and hit that share button faster than a cat chasing a laser pointer. The secret sauce behind these viral sensations is a combination of sophisticated AI algorithms and good old-fashioned storytelling. Creators are using tools like Midjourney and DALL-E to generate images, then pairing them with AI-generated covers of popular songs. But here's where it gets interesting. These AI cat videos are doing more than just entertaining us. They're raising some pretty big questions about the future of content creation. As AI tools get better at generating high-quality digital content, we're seeing an explosion of what some critics call AI slop, masses of low-quality yet highly viral content. Now, I'll be the first to admit, the fact that anyone can create anything with AI means we're going to see a lot more junk floating around. But here's the exciting part. It also means we're going to witness the birth of new creative masterpieces from people who may have never had the skills before. It's like giving everyone a paintbrush and a canvas. Sure, you'll get some stick figures, but you might also discover the next Picasso. And that brings us to the end of today's fiery episode of The Daily Ember. From the future of coding to AI-generated cat videos, we've covered a lot of ground in the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence. As we sign off, here's a thought to keep that ember of curiosity glowing. In a world where AI can generate content, solve problems, and even make payments, what will be the next frontier for human innovation? Will we find new ways to collaborate with AI, or will we discover entirely new realms of creativity that even the most advanced AI can't touch? Remember, creativity is more than just putting pen to paper. It's about the systems we use to bring ideas from our brains into the world. As AI helps us speed up both the creation and distribution of these ideas, we're freed up to be even more creative with the ideas themselves. It's not about AI replacing human creativity. It's about finding the perfect partnership between human imagination and artificial intelligence. So here's your challenge for the week. Try using AI to write some code. Use Claude and create an artifact. Make a simple game. Share your experience. It's like wielding a magic wand. Who knows? You might just discover a whole new way of working that sets your creativity ablaze. Don't let these questions extinguish your curiosity. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. After all, in the world of AI, today's science fiction is tomorrow's reality. Thanks for tuning in to The Daily Ember. Remember to share your thoughts on today's stories in our community, and don't miss tomorrow's episode where we'll answer the question, how many paperclips could an AI make if an AI could chuck wood? Until then, keep your minds open and your firewalls strong. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain.